Joanne Joseph, wrapping up your day.
5:45, and we are really running to the finishing line at this point because there are two important stories we do want to include before the end of the show. One of them, of course, is this very sad story about four South Africans who went missing while on holiday in Mozambique, and officials are now telling us they're presumed to have drowned. The group of eight arrived in Mozambique on the 12th of January, and then on the 15th of January, tragedy struck, and one body was recovered on Thursday afternoon by search and rescue teams. So let's bring into the conversation Mongani Diako. He is the representative of all of the families whose members have gone missing there. And good evening to you, Bongani. And first of all, you know, my sympathies go out to you in terms of all the worry that has been caused around this and the safety of your loved ones. How are families coping at this point?
Hi, good evening, Joanne, and thank you for the support. And thanks to all of South Africa, especially the support we're getting on social media. We're getting along as families.
Tell me, in terms of what Durco has been able to tell you, or Mozambican authorities are able to tell you, I believe one body was recovered yesterday afternoon. We've also heard another body has been found. Has that been confirmed?
Yes, Joanna can confirm that we've now recovered three bodies, two males and one female.
Oh, yes.
Only one body is outstanding at this point in time.
Yes, yes. I mean, it must be a very difficult thing, of course, because we're talking about repatriation of these bodies and so forth. Have the bodies been brought back to South Africa, or has someone gone, have family members gone to Mozambique to identify them?
Well, as families, fortunately, we got the news early of the incident and we were able to come up to Mozambique.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Mozambique as I'm speaking to you right now. The
yes.
Three bodies are still in a mortuary in Mozambique, and we're optimistic we may just find the remaining body in the coming 2 days so that we repatriate all of them at once.
Right.
In terms of the support we got from the Department of International Relations, I think, Joanne, it's safe to say besides them transporting us from here and there, the support has been very little.
Oh, no, that's very sad to hear. And have you addressed this issue with them, Bongani?
We're talking to the consulate.
Mm-hmm.
We're also in touch with the premier of Limpopo. As we know, three of the families are coming from Limpopo.
Yes.
And we're hoping government will come to the party on this issue because it's really a national tragedy.
In what way have they not supported you as you would have hoped for?
Well, you know, when an incident like this happens in outside of the borders, you'd expect that the embassy would be very involved.
Yes.
They'll hold you by the hand, especially if you a family coming outside of the country and knowing nowhere to start. You'd expect you'd be held by the hand, but it's pretty difficult to get that kind of support for you to do what you're doing while you're in bereavement at the same time.
Yes, I can only imagine. Tell me, Bongani, what happens next? Do you remain in that area until a fourth body is found, or while the operations are continuing, or do you start repatriating these bodies now to try and get closure?
Well, the search parties just returned about an hour ago.
Yes.
With the news of the other body that had been recovered.
Right.
And tomorrow we're still sending search parties. We send out a helicopter at our cost.
Yes.
We're having boats as well on the ground. We're in touch through the officials in Mozambique with all the fishermen to try to see if they can't spot anything. We will be here, hopefully, for the coming few days just to see if we're not lucky. God is not on our side, and we hope we will be lucky.
All right. We're going to leave it there, and I wish you all the best for the next few days. Lots of strength in the time ahead, because I know you as families will need it, and we will speak to you, hopefully, a little bit later on once there have been developments in your case. Thank you for speaking to us, Bongani Diako. He is a representative of all the families.